He stared at me for a moment and said, "Okay, let's talk about it in aerospace terms." Mike questions her. "Aerospace terms mean science and physics. Doesn't this go against the science? Against the laws of physics?" "Well, it certainly goes against the simple laws of physics that we live with day by day here on Earth, but not against Einstein's theory of relativity." She has our attention. Mike shakes his head. "It's too complicated for me." "It's not complicated. It just defies our five senses. But I assure you that it's true. Einstein showed us that there are many things beyond our five senses." Mike looks at me, dumbfounded. "Matter, the flesh of our bodies, and energy, like the energy we use to move about and live, can be intertwined and transformed with and by time. Time does not flow in the simple manner that we live with every day. It can flow at very different rates."
"I've heard about that."
"Yes, that's relativity. On the other hand, quantum physics has shown us that the very atoms and subatomic particles of which our bodies are made can be in more than one place at the same time." "Our bodies can be in more than one place at the same time?" My friend Bob gives a smile. "It turns out that Einstein's theory of relativity and quantum physics have some conflicts. In our continuing search for the theory of everything, that is, a theory that satisfies both relativity and quantum physics, we came up with the so-called membrane theory. This theory goes well beyond what we were looking for. It also tells us that there are an infinite number of parallel universes."
"Has that been proven?"
"Yes, mathematically."
"Are you saying that parallel universes are real?"
"Absolutely."
"You are saying that there are other worlds that we cannot see. Paranormal worlds?"
"There are definitely worlds, universes, beyond the perception of our five senses.
Calling them paranormal is as good as any other word."
He studies us for a moment and looks at Amy.
"But I would seriously doubt that one of those universes contains spirits, or whatever, of the dead."
"Stay with us. You will see."
Chapter 2. Paranormal Events and Ghosts. The paranormal event that I attended, as mentioned above, had a strong impact on me. I had never believed in the paranormal or in ghosts, but Amy and her team were very convincing. Their equipment recorded the event in detail. The temperature sensing equipment, as previously mentioned, showed significant and rapid temperature drops when the entities appeared. Their electromagnetic sensors recorded the spikes of appearance and higher than normal levels as their presence continued. Their infrared cameras detected image hotspots that varied in size from small orbs to life-size wisps of bright energy. Their acoustic equipment recorded static noise and varying levels of frequency-specific hums with their presence. Amy and one of her other team members, Ted, could detect all of this much faster than the other two team members, and Bob, Mike, and I could. They could also understand communications, when the rest of us could only detect the static noise and hums. Amy and Ted could also see people, when the rest of us only saw varying sizes of orbs and bright, undiscernible images. But Bob, Mike, and I saw enough to truly believe that we experienced a real paranormal encounter. I believed that Amy and Ted were truly able to see and hear to the degree that they claimed. Thousands of people have reported paranormal encounters and of seeing ghosts down through the ages. I finally have to accept that there is something to it. I spent some time doing more research, and then tried to speculate as to what could cause such paranormal events and ghost stories. I tried to find the science behind it. Following are some of my speculations. Chapter 3. Our Body, an Energy Matrix of Matter. Einstein taught us that there is a definitive relationship between matter and energy.